Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing. Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strain.
To me.
And me. I don't
God. We thank God. Hallelujah. God is so amazing, so amazing. Open up your mouth and say, God, you're so amazing. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for this day. Hallelujah. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory. Hallelujah. And all the admiration, Lord God, we exalt your name above all names. For there's no one greater than you, Father God. You're so amazing. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I was so glad when they said it to me. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I realized at that moment that I was able. I realized at that time that God was able to do all things but fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, I was able to realize, hallelujah, that I was saved and made righteous through him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, shout and open up your mouth and just thank God for glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author of your faith. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth today and just shout. Thank you, Lord God. If it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah. We just want to thank God today because God is able. I want you to know I don't care what it look like, what it feel like, what it seem like. Hallelujah. God is still able. If God said he was going to do it this year, I don't care. Today is the 30th of December. God is still able to do it today. He's still able to do it tomorrow. He's still able to do it in the blink of the eye. If he said he's going to do it in 2020 for you, guess what? God is still able. He wants you to hang on in there. You want to see if you're going to truly trust him to the very end. Will you trust him? Hallelujah. No, they show you. Will you trust him? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shout today. Hallelujah. Those that believe, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, those that believe that God is still on the throne, those that believe that he's still able, shout and just thank him today. Thank him. Let your prayer of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for you. I believe God with you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Evangelist Kim, open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, honor, and shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm not in my studio today, so I'm trying to work. Why I am in my car, trying to use two different devices here. So let's try one more time. I did not want to get on the call today, but I am trusting God. Okay, let's try it again, Evangelist. All right, then you should be able to come through now. Go ahead and shout. Glory.
Hello, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, got you.
Amen, amen. You know, I was thinking about a song that said, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. You know in the end,
yes,
you're going to win. So I thank God,
Jesus,
for the victory, because I don't care what it look like, feel like, and what the enemy try to speak. I know I'm victorious,
Jesus,
in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
That's my shout.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
hallelujah
to God. Yes, Lord.
Right,
yes,
there, right there, because we know the enemy
right
is going to try to speak. He's going to try to do all kind of things, and I want you to know God is still able. If you can stand and just trust God, if you would just wait on God, wait and know.
Yeah.
God to do it. And that's what I always tell people, when you're expecting God to do it, but when you believe,
yes,
you begin to expect that miracle. You begin to expect that healing. You begin to expect the financial blessing.
I don't know. I just need more patience. I mean, they do take me to a limit, and I guess my limit is, after all these years, I guess my limit is up, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
I can't seem to get control of my patience.
Jesus. Jesus, let us pray. We lift you up, Sister Connie, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, as she come out, oh God, call and cry out to you, Father God, and help her with patience. Let the fruit of the Holy Spirit take root and abound in her right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For we know that God, if patience come, hallelujah, with the fruits of your spirit. So, Father God, we ask that you increase her in patience right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, if she can operate fully and effectively, oh God, for what you called her to do and know that he needs patience, that we need patience, Father God, in order to fulfill the assignment that you have given us in this earth in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father God, right now for the breakthrough of patience in the life of your daughter, Connie, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that it's already done in Jesus Christ, Holy Name. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you agree with it, just say amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Connie, I want you to agree with me and say hallelujah. I mean, amen, amen.
Yes, I'm
can
sorry,
can you hear me,
amen.
Sister Connie? Amen,
yes,
glory
amen.
To God. Y'all let me know if y'all hear me, because sometimes these systems,
so
they get to acting up. Thank God for you. You, hallelujah. We can't wait for the testimony. Let us know how you was able to walk away from that situation that you would normally get to fight me in, but you walked away. Instead of arguing, you see your mouth was closed. You begin to just close your mouth and just say, peace be still, and walk away in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a time that the enemy is testing all of us, believe it or not. A lot of us are dealing with that same test of patience. Just understand from the sermon on Sunday, it's just a test. And we're going to pass this test. We're going to pass it. We're going to surpass it with the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. All right, cousin Brenda Gale, we call on you right now. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My God is amazing. And I
yes,
can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And
Jesus.
Awesome God, help me, Lord, to be a light in this world of darkness. Of darkness.
Yes.
Oh, just help me humbly. I praise.
Yes.
And I thank you, my Savior and my Lord.
Yes,
to God be the glory. To God be
yes,
the glory.
God. Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Lord God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God
yes,
keep you.
Lord.
Yes. To God be the glory. Honor. All praise God. Honor Father God. We just want to say thank you. Others that are tuning in today, if you're a guest and you want to shout, press one. I thank God for the faithful few. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible tells us that when the one sheep was lost, hallelujah, how the shepherd got excited about the one sheep that was found. Hallelujah. How to rejoice over the one. We come rejoicing over the one today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one that comes back, the one that is found and brought back to the flock in the name of Jesus Christ, where there's protection, where there's love, where there's security. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, where there's provision, where there's healing. Hallelujah. If you be that one today, we come rejoicing and celebrating you coming back today. Because we just come celebrating the found that was lost in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. I decree and declare goodness operating through and about everybody's life on the line today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I confess right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. According to Isaiah 54:17, I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that we are established in righteousness and oppression is far from us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. The enemy of sickness, disease, and from the affliction, pain, ache, discomfort, disappointments right now, financial strife in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are victorious and we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from the spiritual death. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we overcome. Hallelujah. All because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We stand in the evil that have it out. Our laws guarded and brought with truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith and we cover, hallelujah, with the helmet of salvation. And we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, hallelujah, to fight and war against the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom and God's dear son. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. Hallelujah. We do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shout and just praise. Thank you. you, Father God, that you did it for me, oh God, that you remember me on today, that you remember your daughter Kimberly, that you remember your daughter Connie, that you remember your daughter, he said, what else I try to bring the gal, that you remember your daughter, hey, Ruth and me, that you remember your daughter Dorita, that you remember your daughter Carol, that you remember your daughter Dorina, that you remember your son Jose, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you remember our children and grandchildren and children to come, Lord, we just want to say thank you, that you remember them like they did Noah, hallelujah, that you remember them like they did Joseph, that you remember Abraham, that you remember Jacob, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you remember Esther, Ruth, oh God, we thank you, Lord, he come on that wash out there, oh, like you remember Peter, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, deliver us, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. We come to give you praise. We come to worship you in truth and in spirit as you command us to do in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to share a few things with you all today. And I'm trying my best not to get too excited because, you know, when I get excited, hallelujah, you can't understand me. I'm talking real fast, but I'm trying to maintain the speed, hallelujah. So bear with me, people, believers, hallelujah, Christian believers today. There are so many people that are dealing with demonic blessings. You got to understand that every blessing is not from God. A lot of times people get it mixed up. You got to understand and know who you are serving because the enemy blesses too. But if he blesses people with demonic blessings, you look, it looks like a blessing to you at first. But if you keep on sometimes even a promotion, you're thinking it's a blessing from God, but it's a setup for a setback of the enemy to cause you to be depressed, to cause you to be hurt, to cause you to bring you shame and guilt. That, you know, you got to understand that the enemy sets you up with these demonic blessings. You'll get in a position thinking God has blessed you in it, and it causes you number depression. People become suicidal. I mean, all kind of health issues. I mean, even with money, people get blessed with money. They think it's from God, and it brings on all kind of attacks. Understand there are demonic blessings that are sent from Satan that look like, hallelujah, like it's from God, like it's a true blessing from God, but these are demonic blessings. So what I want to do, I want to pray a launching prayer for you to be happy, remove sorrow, get in depression from your life. Lord, I pray right now that you will replace every demonic blessing that has entered into the life of your children, oh God. Every single blessing that is causing sorrow, Lord, I pray that you will remove every single blessing that is causing sorrow and depression, all bad things that are not of you. Remove it right now. Remove all such blessings, oh God, out of the life of your children right now, and replace them with the blessing from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name, the only name that we can come to you in, oh God, and receive the breakthrough, receive the deliverance. Oh, Lord, to be free in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, replace it with blessings that make it rich and add no sorrow, Lord. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, heal, oh God, your children, oh God, all that's on the line today, right now, from all bad effects of such demonic blessings, oh God. Lord, remove every walls and barriers within the heart, within the spirit, within the soul, oh God, of everyone that's on the call today of your children, oh God, who experience these type of blessings, oh God, that they will not be limited by them in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will not be held back by the consequences of them and effect from such blessings. Lord, let your children, oh God, and all that's on the line receive life and life more abundantly to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them receive the blessing that comes from you, oh God, and let them realize their dreams are still obtainable in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Father, I pray that you will remove every cause of unhappiness and depression. Lord, let us truly experience what it means to be happy with you, Lord God. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us experience the happiness that's found in Christ Jesus. Let us experience righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remove every demonic blessing, Lord God. Every demonic cause of unhappiness and depression. Remove every demonic cause of sorrow, gloominess, or darkness, of anything that's robbing us of the light that you have given us, Lord God. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. That is done. That is done. Hallelujah. Can you say it's done? Can you say it's done today? Can you decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name that it's already done? That God has heard your prayers and God has answered your prayers right now by faith receiving. Hallelujah. All you got to do is have the faith to receive that God has already done it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, don't look back. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Just look ahead. Trust God. Can you say it's already done in the name of Jesus Christ? Can you admit you need a little more faith today? Just ask God to increase in your faith to help you with your unbelief, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that out of the God that we serve will not withhold nothing good from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, he wants to prosper you. He wants to give you an expected end, a hope, and a future. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see that Sister Dillard is on the line. Sister Dillard, if you want to shout, press 1. I'll be glad to bring you in so you can open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise. Glory and honor today with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, Sister Dillard, go ahead. I'm opening the line up for you right now. Give me a moment. I'm working on 2 different systems because I'm not in my studio. So y'all bear with me today. Hold on, Sister Dillard. I'm getting to you. This, I'm coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I think I'll open up Kim's line, but then I got to get Sister Dillard. Okay, let's try Sister Dillard. Hold on, Sister Dillard. All right, there you go, Sister Dillard. Go
hallelujah.
Ahead.
I'm unmuted. You can't stop me from talking. Tell you how good God is. God is almighty God. He woke me up this morning to tell you one thing. Like, and he started me on my way, Lord. He breathed in my lungs so I can open my eyes this morning and tell him and Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for
my family, Lord. Just thank you. Thank you for the blessings that you continue on healing me,
Jesus.
Father. I ain't going to let nothing stop me. In Jesus' name, I just thank you, Lord, for all you've done.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm just giving you all praise, honor, and glory because it belongs to you, Father.
To you,
just
yes,
keep me
Lord.
On the path. Keep me on the path, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Glory,
God
hallelujah.
Bless you. God keep
thank
you. We so glad to have
thank
you on the shout.
Amen,
I am just
amen,
so glad
amen.
To have faithful to the shout, amen. You know, I'm telling you all, I'm just grateful. That's all I can say. I'm grateful. God bless
amen.
You, Mother. Thank you for your faithfulness to the shout. I really appreciate you all that's here diligently day in and day out coming into agreement. The enemy wants to stop us from coming into agreement. He wants to distract us because he knows the power of agreement. Hallelujah. So I thank you all for coming into agreement with me daily, Monday through Thursday. Though I know sometimes it's a struggle, things trying to keep you from getting on the call, all kind of distractions, but I thank God that you press on in and press through and you're able to get on and we can come into agreement. And when we come into agreement, breakthrough comes. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough in the heavens, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, when the saints come together, hallelujah, they had this song, when the saints come marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're in that number today, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want to encourage everyone today, hallelujah, I'm just going to break a little things down for you all, give you a couple of scriptures here today, and then we're going to wrap up here, like I said, I'm not in my studio at home, I'm on the road, hallelujah, I pulled over, I had to bring 2 different devices here so I can operate, so we can still shout, hallelujah, giving God our praise, glory, and honor. We're not going to let nothing stop us, hallelujah, because we're about to go into the new year, and I'm excited because we have our 40 days of fasting and prayer, hallelujah, and I know God is about to do a whole new thing. Just hang on in there, hang on in there, trusting God, be in the mindset of expecting God to do it. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, you all, in Proverbs 13:12, a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So you are fortunate. You are fortunate, a woman. I want you to understand that because all that's on the line today, we are women. Hallelujah. We are women of God. So you are a fortunate woman. You live in a time when women can accomplish anything they set their minds to do. There are still obstacles, you all, that we face, of course, but nothing you can't deal with. Understand that God has given you something special to do this, in order to do this in this world. You know it by the longing you feel deep inside. Ask God to guide you, lending you his wisdom, his grace, and his strength. Then go forward. Go forward. Whatever it is you want to do, whatever you've been wanting to do, whatever you've been asking God to do, now is the time. God will give you that strength. Hallelujah. Just ask God, hallelujah, to give you, you know, his wisdom, his grace, and his strength. Hallelujah. And again, go forward. Don't let nothing stop you. Nothing can compare with the joy of accomplishing God's will for your life. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:3, as I encourage you all today, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. So when this is Proverbs 16:3, whatever God has called you to accomplish in your life, he has not called you to accomplish it alone. Understand that. So he hasn't called you to accomplish it alone. He is always there providing you with the resources you need to get the job done. So that doesn't mean you won't stumble along the way or encounter difficulties, you all. But it does mean that you can call upon the counsel and resource of Almighty God to help you. So whether you need wisdom, inspiration, confidence, strength, or just plain tenacity, you all, you will find your answer in him and him and God alone. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Then understand the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord our God, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And that's in 1 Corinthians 15:8. We're talking about ambition here. Simply defined ambition means determination to succeed. to succeed, you all. That's a positive thing. It's central, in fact, to accomplishing God's will and purpose for your life. It helps you look past the obstacles in your path, your age, your health, your education, lack of finance, or whatever it is, to the prize weight on the other side. But understand, there's another side to this. There's another side. God wants you to be determined, even ambitious. He's giving you the inner motivation to help you complete the task he has assigned to you. Amen? Thank him for it today. Just thank him. Open your mind and just say, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Philippians 2 and 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. So ambition is a positive characteristic, you all, unless it begins to take over your life. Now, are you pursuing your goals, even God-given goals, at the expense of others? That is the question. Out of control, ambition can cause you to do things you would never do otherwise. So God expects you to couple your ambition with godliness. I'll say that again. God expects you to couple your ambition with godliness. Only then will you truly be accomplishing his will for your life. Hallelujah. Only then will you truly fulfill the desire that he has placed in your heart. And we need to understand that here today in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand something about appearance here. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:3-4, you are, that's 1 Peter, you are 3, chapter 3 through 4, I'm sorry, verses 3 through 4, what matters. It's not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition. Cultivate inner beauty. You are the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in you. We see this in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 4. So most women care how they look, you are. What should we do? That's why we carry mirrors in our purses, and we purchase billions of dollars of makeup each year, some of us. There's nothing wrong with looking good, okay? But on the outside, as long as you remember to prep and prime your inner self as well, God wants your beauty to be more than skin deep. He wants it to be heart deep. Want to be as fully beautiful as you were created to be, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us are so concerned about our outer beauty, we don't even deal with the inner beauty, because what people are going to really see is what's in you. How beautiful are you on the inside? Because that's what's going to overtake the outer beauty. So we need to work on the inner beauty of us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to share this with you all, and I'm going to close up here. I have about 90 seconds. I thank God for you once again. I thank you all for bearing with me today and being with me. Hallelujah. Coming to agreement. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So when God looks at you, he sees a beautiful woman, a temple worthy of his spirit. He sees your virtuous life and your godly attitudes. He sees a person whose heart has been washed clean and fully submitted to his will and purpose. He sees a beauty that is often missed by others. He sees an inner beauty that transcends any physical characteristics, good or bad. God sees you as you really are. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. I thank God for you. You all, we're here tonight. You all, remember tonight at 7 p.m. we have our Bible study. So I look forward to seeing everyone on the call tonight here in church for Bible study in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank God again for you. Amen. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to grow closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you. Because I love you, I bless you to enjoy peace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. Remember, you all, don't give up now. You've come too far from where you started from. Don't turn around. Don't give up. Don't give in. Trust God. Hold on in there. God bless you. God keep you. See you at 12 tomorrow here on The Shout. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever. Of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
One time, one time. All I wanna do is do your thing. give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your mouth.